my mind. Tell me how long until it's clear. I'm out of breath.
Yeah. unstuffable, unflappable, unforgettable, unfeasible, unquestionable, unreliable, undeniable sound of Area 54.
Hot Chill Ninjas, Area 54.
Mike with you, Harry 54, St. Francis Hotel. We played Milkshake, Thievery Corporation with Lebanese Blonde, the symphonic version, and we'll talk about this in a bit here. Tim will give us some information on this new album that's coming out. Traveler with Belafonte, The Egg. We played Fire off of Something to Do, and Bag Raiders, another track off their new album Horizons. We played How Long. So what's up with this Thievery, Tim? And coming out with a new release next month.
Yeah, these guys actually are taking, well, most of their mellow songs that I think is my favorite songs of theirs, they've kind of recorded live with the symphony, and it's pretty good. First single they released off of it, I put the track listing up on our Facebook fan page, and it's kind of a who's who of Area 54 Thievery singles we've played. But of course, Lebanese Blonde was one of their very first singles, so we played the symphonic version. New album's called Symphonic. And it's pretty good. It's not, you know, when I didn't really consider
Lebanese Blonde to be like a down tempo song though. Theirs,
you know, this is pretty down tempo. They've kept with the beats, the horns and everything like that. They just have a symphony backing it up, and so a lot of the fills are symphonic, which is better for Thievery Corporation. It's almost better versions of their songs.
I would have hoped they got rid of the USC marching band.
Yeah, they did. The fact that they were able to produce this sound on this song live was amazing too. Great vocals, and just when I'm just going to remind you, that was a live song we played from Thievery Corporation. Really nice recording.
So how does it compare to like when Hooverphonic got together with the symphony?
Totally different. Hooverphonic went completely symphonic, lost lost their beats, lost their jangly guitars. You almost have to. So Hooverphonic is almost kind of a rock band, and Theory Corporation definitely has maybe a little bit, you know, had you just really needed what they did there to, you know, improve their music.
Seems to be a trend of these bands to do that. They're like Flight Facilities did it as well. Pretty cool, you know. But their songs are very mellow to start with. But they're just
I'm worried about one thing on this. This single, Lebanese Blonde, sounds so good. I have high expectations for the rest of the album because there's some great songs on it, and I haven't heard them yet. Maybe they'll suck.
What about, I wonder, did they do any of the more dubby reggae songs, or are they not doing any of that?
No, not. Uh-huh. It's just a little bit more of their kind of mellow bossa stuff, you know, with a female vocalist.
Maybe they should just do another one with the more dub reggae stuff. I would like that. And have them get together, like, in Studio One with Sly and Robbie.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, the playlist is up on the Area 54 Facebook fan page site. I copied the playlist.
I never go on Facebook, so I know. I would never see it.
That's
I stay
I'm not
away from that.
I'm not even talking to you.
A Russian propaganda site.
It's doing Mike Area 54. And, if you can't stand our opinions, you can go to the website and listen to our archives on the show. Just turn us off when our vocals come up. We're going to get you out of here with some other new music. Joris Vuren, some Tourists, some Sebastian, some more Lane 8, and some Chromatics. But we're out of here.
See you guys.
Good night, everybody.